This is Dr. Sachdeva, SACHDEVA, address 175, North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a brief consultation note on patient Janet Magana. First name is Janet, J-E-A-N-E-T-T, last name is Magana, M-A-G-A-N-A, date of birth 8/30/1986. Janet came to our office, J-E-A-N-E-E-T-E-N-E-T-T-E, came to our office on 4/12/23 with history of nasal congestion, itchy and watery eyes, with occasional eye swelling in the morning hours period. She has been sleeping well, and overall her allergies have not bothered her too much in past period. She has taken cetirizine, C-E-T-R-I-Z-I-N-E, 10 milligram, and that has been generally quite effective period. My examination on 4/12/23 revealed an alert, healthy young woman who did not appear to be sick, period. However, her nasal turbinates were moderately enlarged, and I recommended her to see ENT physician for a further for ENT physician for a consultation, period. In the meantime, I recommended Singulair and Nasocort and come back for allergy testing, period. I reviewed her lab work, which was done outside, and it revealed a TSH of 0.33, which is marginally lower than normal, and I recommended that she consult her physician and then perhaps endocrinologist to see if any dosage needs to be changed for her replacement therapy period. Right now she takes levothyroxine, 112 microgram every day, period. She has a consult. She has a consult with her endocrinologist sometimes in the end of this year, period. New paragraph. Skin testing today revealed a moderate reaction to Bermuda grass and ryegrass, and small reaction to olive tree and privet tree. Period. There was minor reaction to dust mite and sagebrush and ragweed, which I don't believe are clinically very relevant, period. I discussed with her in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and the importance of different allergens that might be playing a role in causation of symptoms, period. She was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided. I gave her a lot of handouts and literature and answered all her questions. She has seen Dr. Douglas Fan, PHA, Douglas, D-O-U-G-L-A-S, Douglas Fan, PHAN Fan, one of our ENT physicians who recommended using allergy medications, and perhaps if things don't get better, then nasal turbinate resection might be required, period. Right now, Janet tells me that cetirizine works very well, and the nose spray and Singulair was also quite effective, period. I recommended to her that she continue using the cetirizine every day, and certainly she can add on Nasocort and Singulair for persistent symptoms, and that should generally be helpful, period. I went over in great detail with her the concept of environmental precautions and the timing of various pollens that seem to be around in San Jose, and this should help her to use her medications in a judicious way, period. end of my final diagnosis, mild to moderate allergic rhinitis with seasonal exacerbation. Number two, large turbinates. My treatment plan, number one, continue using cetirizine 10 milligram daily during the allergy months. Number two, use Singulair 10 milligram and Nasocort intranasally if needed. Number three, she can come here for follow-up or see her own physician for a follow-up period. End of dictation on patient Janet Magana. Thank you.